Okay. It's a beautiful passage that starts in a beautiful way with a beautiful promise, and that is the promise of eternal life. And I'm really happy that I can share about this today. And the promise of eternal life is a promise because we haven't fully received it yet. We will receive it in the future when Jesus comes for us. But still, there's something that we can enjoy of it. We can enjoy the kingdom life. We can enjoy being together. We can enjoy harmony. We can enjoy being part of the relationships with one another. We can enjoy being part of a church that cares for us and having a relationship with Jesus. However, sometimes the enemy or our own flesh or sometimes other people can hinder that beautiful life that we have, that abundant life that we have in God. And I would like to ask Liz, because she's going to come and represent this for us. So Liz here represents all of us walking our Christian life. So she's going to walk. She's running in the spirit. And while she's running, she's going to get attacked from different people, from the enemy, and we're going to listen to them and we're going to talk about them a little bit.
Just go and do your own thing. You ought to just stop running, just slow down a little bit. Just slow down.
Oh, wait. So this is deception, as we can see. Now, deception can be very subtle, or it can be very obvious. The subtlety can be that someone suddenly teaches you something that has to do with money and it sounds very Christian-like, but then it's all about money, it's not about Jesus anymore, and that's the subtlety of it. Or it can be very obvious, like Jesus is not the Son of God and we can see it immediately. Now, whichever way it is presented, it's gonna hinder our life. It's going to stop us from seeing Jesus the way he really is, and our relationship with him is going to be damaged. So we need to avoid it at all costs. The second one.
You're too dirty to be clean. You should be ashamed of yourself.
The second one is shame. And sometimes the enemy is going to say those horrible things to us, or even us, we can say those things to ourselves as well when we find it difficult to forgive ourselves. Either way, shame is going to make us feel so bad, it's going to drift us away from God and from our relationships, from our brothers and sisters, and we're going to be isolated. And we also need to avoid it. The third one. Fear is the third one that we can see in this passage. So instead of walking confident, we can walk in fear. And when this happens, all our lives are put on hold. Our gifts, our ministry, we suddenly don't know what to do, how to do it, where we'll do it. And we're blocked. We cannot walk. And as she's there trying to walk, is this how Jesus wants us to live the kingdom life? No, he needs to push them away. Come on, you need to push them away. Push them. Yes, so we're going to give him a clap. So thank you so much for my actors. They were beautiful. And thank you for running for so long, please. How does Jesus want us to get rid of those things? What has God given us? What tools has God given us, what gifts, in order to push away those things out of our lives? And I was thinking, the passage gives us two clues. One is anointing and the other one is abiding. The anointing that Jesus has given us is his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit abides in us, lives in us, so we can abide in Jesus as well. And in that relationship, there are different gifts that come to our lives that will help us deal with these horrible things that sometimes haunt us. So I'm going to... Thank you. I've got three gifts here. One of these gifts is going to fight against deception. Another one is going to fight against shame. And the last one is going to fight against fear. So I'm going to ask my first volunteer, Samuel. There you come. And Samuel is going to hold the first one of our presents. Now, Samuel, can you read what it says there?
Trust. Truth.
Truth, that's right. So we're not going to open it yet. Can you hold it there for a second? You can stand here before everyone so everyone can see how beautiful this present is. Now, the beautiful thing about truth is that, one, it makes us free. Jesus says that you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. And the second thing is that the Holy Spirit, as he teaches us all truth, is going to show us whether we're on the right track or not when we're walking in Jesus. When we hear those things about Jesus from different preachers in YouTube or wherever it is that we listen, or whenever we walk on the street and people have opinions about Jesus, the Holy Spirit is like an alarm. It goes off if it's not really on the right track. And if we're listening and hearing things and believing in things that are right about Jesus, we're going to have peace in our hearts. We're going to know that we're believing the right things. We know the right Jesus. It's not that other Jesus over there. It's the Bible Jesus, the real one that we're having a relationship with. So do you want to open it and see what truth is going to lead us to? Go for it.
Go, do it. Come on. Yeah.
Okay. Can you read this word? Peace.
Peace?
Can you show everyone what you can have in there? Pull them out.
Yeah.
So he's got a pair of shoes and a tag that says peace. So we can walk and we can walk with peace in our hearts. Thank you very much. Do you want to put them back here? And you can stand there for a second while we open the rest of them. Thank you. Okay, so that's the first gift. Sit down, please. That's the first gift that we're going to have. And that's truth that is going to lead us to peace. My second volunteer is Zoe. Zoe, do you want to come and open the second gift? Mommy's going to help you do it. What does it say? Forgiveness. It says forgiveness. Oh, hold on, wait. Hold on. While she opens it, we're going to talk a little bit about forgiveness. And when we receive forgiveness, we get rid of shame because we receive the forgiveness of Jesus. And what the Holy Spirit does when we receive the forgiveness, He seals in our heart that we don't need to be ashamed anymore of the things that we've done. He gives us new white robes to walk on, and suddenly our shame turns into joy. So when Zoe has opened her box now, and she's got shoes on them, do you want to read? Do you want to tell us what is in there? It says joy. It's a pair of flip-flops with joy. There you go. So the second gift that we have in the Holy Spirit is forgiveness that is going to lead us into joy. Because we don't have to be ashamed anymore. Our relationship with Jesus is restored. We're complete in him and we can be happy about it. And now, the third gift. Now, this gift is a bit bigger only because the passage says it's a very important bit of our Christian life. And I'm going to explain that into in a little bit. And I'm going to ask Eleanor to come. Now, this gift, you can hold, you can open up. Don't open it yet. You can read what it says.
Confidence.
It says confidence. In verse 28, it says, we may have confidence and not shrink away. Now, the Holy Spirit gives us confidence. One, because Jesus has been faithful to us in going to the cross and dying for us. And we can stand in that faithfulness and rise up in faith. Okay. And then we can live in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as we live in the power of the Holy Spirit, we're being transformed. And we're becoming more like Jesus. And as we do this, suddenly, we're not only declared righteous, but we can actually walk in righteousness. So that is why that present is a bit bigger. You can open it now. Because righteousness is going to be the key for us to know who is born of Jesus and who is not. And that's how we're going to show other people that we're born of Jesus. Do you want to read the card?
Righteousness.
Do you want to show them? Those are our shoes. Very nice. Okay, thank you guys. So can you all stay here for a second? Because what I'm going to ask you is, what I'm going to talk, I'm going to ask you to see if you can put those shoes on. Do you want to try and have a go at putting them on? Or you think it's going to be too tricky? If not, you can put them on your hands and pretend you're walking with your hands. Yes? We can do that. Okay, so we see that as we receive truth from the Holy Spirit, we have peace in our hearts. As we receive forgiveness, that brings us joy into our heart. And as we receive the confidence and our faith rises up from the Holy Spirit, we can also walk in righteousness. And I was just thinking it's beautiful because we have the three things that are about the kingdom of Jesus. And we all know this verse because Roger has taught it to us many times. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. When we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, when we are abiding in Jesus and the Holy Spirit abides in us, suddenly the kingdom life comes into with us and all that shame, all that deception, all that fear can be pushed away, just like Gleese pushed everyone away. And we can actually, in that moment, grab hold of that eternal life promise that we've been given. We can leave tall and we can leave upright, knowing that Jesus is with us and that we're not going to do things in our own strength, but we're going to do them in the strength of the living God. He's living in us. So let's not shrink, but fulfill God's purposes for us. So as we do that, well, the keys are on it, they're ready to walk. So can I have truth, please? Do you want to walk around in your new shoes? You can walk a little bit. And joy can walk a little bit as well. Off you go. And righteousness is getting ready. Righteousness takes a bit longer, but that's fine. We have patience. Well done, Eleanor. Be careful when you walk because they're tight. Well done. So yeah, shall I pray, Debbie? Do you want to pray? I pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that we've received that life in abundance from you. Thank you that we know we cannot receive that life out of any other source but you. And Lord, thank you that you've given us your Holy Spirit that we can abide in you and we can truly enjoy what it means to live in truth, what it means to live with joy, what it means to live without shame and without fear, and what it means to walk the way you want us to walk and the way that you intend us to walk. And Lord, we pray that you will help us Please come and help us. Come and fill us again and help us be those that you intended us to be from the beginning. In Jesus' name, amen.